This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, June 28th, A.D. 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. By a 6-3 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court took the side of Coach Joe Kennedy in a case involving private prayer at public high school games, reports the Christian Post. School officials at Bremerton High School in Washington State suspended and later fired the football coach because he prayed a brief, quiet prayer after football games. Kennedy had made a commitment to God that he would give thanks at the conclusion of each game for what the players had accomplished and for the opportunity to be part of their lives through football. Neil Gorsuch, author of The Majority Opinion, called the school district's removal of Coach Kennedy from his position as discriminatory. Gorsuch wrote, quote, "Here a government entity sought to punish an individual for engaging in a brief, quiet, personal religious observance doubly protected by the free exercise and free speech clauses of the First Amendment. And the only meaningful justification the government offered for its reprisal rested on a mistaken view that it had a duty to ferret out and suppress such religious expression. The Constitution neither mandates nor tolerates that kind of discrimination," end quote. In his Fox News opinion piece posted Monday, Coach Kennedy wrote, quote, "I simply could not give up my fight to compromise the commitment I made to God and keep their respect on the field. I had to keep fighting," end quote. Kelly Shackelford, chief counsel for First Liberty, which represented Kennedy, said, quote, "This is a tremendous victory for Coach Kennedy and religious liberty for all Americans. Our Constitution protects the right of every American to engage in private religious expression, including praying in public, without fear of getting fired," end quote. Sadly, Coral Ridge Ministries lost its suit at the U.S. Supreme Court against the Southern Poverty Law Center. The left-wing group had labeled Coral Ridge Ministries, founded by the late D. James Kennedy, as a so-called hate group. The SPLC claimed Coral Ridge Ministries was a hate group, along with groups like Family Research Council, because it merely affirmed a biblical understanding of marriage and sexuality. Only Justice Clarence Thomas dissented, who said it's time to reconsider long-standing precedent regarding defamation lawsuits, according to lawandcrime.com. You can read Thomas's dissent in a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The reversal of Roe v. Wade turns over the decision on abortion to the elected legislatures across America. Americans are still polling pro-abortion. A CBS poll found that 59% of Americans oppose the Supreme Court ruling. An NPR poll found that 56% oppose the ruling, including 88% of Democrats, 20% of Republicans, and 53% of independents. The most recent Pew Research poll found that 61% want abortion legal in all or most cases. That's the highest number since 1995 in an ongoing poll. Similarly, Gallup found that 67% of Americans believe abortion should be legal in the first trimester, the highest level since the mid-1990s. Will there be repentance on the shedding of innocent blood among the American voters? Pray. Legal resistance to the ruling came right away. A district court judge in Louisiana, Robin Giarrusso, issued a temporary restraining order on a trigger law shutting down abortion clinics in that state, reports Reuters. News of a Russian missile attack on a Ukrainian mall in Kremenchuk, killing 13 people and injuring 58, brought condemnation from Group of Seven leaders meeting in the Bavarian Alps, reports Newsweek. They called it a, quote, war crime, end quote. The three-day meeting included President Joe Biden and state leaders from Canada, the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Italy, and Japan. The world leaders from the seven countries have issued a decision to halt imports of Russian gold. Over the weekend, eight states have announced abortion bans are officially in place, reports LifeNews.com. They include Arkansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Ohio, Oklahoma, Missouri, Texas, and Utah. Companies are lining up to offer abortion travel costs for employees who would have to travel over state lines to kill their babies. They include Disney, Microsoft, Apple, Uber, Netflix, JP Morgan Chase, Nike, Chobani, Zillow, Kroger King Supers, Alaska Airlines, HP, Citigroup, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, Salesforce, Amazon, and Tesla. Bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things. That's 1 Timothy 4 verse 8. New research from the University of Georgia has found that 75% of American teens are not getting enough exercise. Female students clocked in only 35% active compared to 57% for male teens. Is the Presbyterian Church in America moving in a biblical direction on social ethics? The denomination has voted to leave the National Association of Evangelicals due to leftist public policy decisions on the part of the association. Particularly egregious and cited as a concern by the conservative PCA was the National Association of Evangelicals' endorsement of the so-called Fairness for All pro-LHBT legislation. The resolution noted that, quote, many prominent conservative and evangelical thinkers and leaders have denounced this compromise, end quote. That includes Generations Ministry and World Magazine. In 2 Corinthians 6, verses 14 through 18, the Apostle Paul asks, and what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. And finally, toward our goal of raising $76,000 by Tuesday, July 5th, to keep the worldview on the air, 8 listeners made donations on Monday. Our thanks to John in Reedsburg, Wisconsin, and Steve in Mission Viejo, California, both of whom gave $25. We appreciate the generosity of Valera in Bassett, Virginia, Dawn in Carthage, North Carolina, and Patricia in Prescott, Arizona, each of whom gave $100. And we praise God for Manny and Denise in Gibsonia, Pennsylvania, who gave $200, Jason in Murphy, Oregon, who pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300, and William in Newburgh, Maryland, who pledged $50 per month for 12 months for a gift of $600. Those 8 new gifts total $1,450. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. $61,463. Toward our final $76,000 goal by Tuesday, July 5th, we still need to raise $14,537. Remember, to get across the finish line, Shannon in Minnesota, a special friend of the Worldview, is prepared to match dollar for dollar the next 5 listeners who pledge $100 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $1,200. So far, we've not had one person who wanted to accept that challenge and matching pledge. If the Lord has blessed you with the ability to make that donation, please consider making that donation today to help us get across the finish line. It would be so exciting to see at least 2 of those 5 listeners step up to the plate. Just go to theworldview.com, click on Give, select the dollar amount, and then click on the recurring tab button if that's your wish. Thank you for prayerfully investing the resources that God has entrusted to you to keep this Christian newscast on the air. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, June 28th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.